We are builders, hear our call. Building knowledge, standing tall. Building character strong and true. Building community, me and you. We are
Builders!
Ooh, so much excitement today. We are here on Friday, August 22nd, 2025 with
Michelle,
Carolyn,
Vivia,
Ella,
and of course, Mrs. Fernandez. And we have just finished our first week of almost normal stuff. And so we're going to talk a little bit about some of those activities and new habits and all the fun things that are happening, and also some of our new routines as well. So come up with a pretty good episode for you, I think, today. All right. The first task we're going to talk about is our math task. One of the math tasks we did this week, which was called consecutive numbers.
Consecutive numbers are numbers that are on like 15, 16, 17.
Yeah, like numbers that are in a row on the number line, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And we found pattern, and then we use consecutive numbers to, add up to each other, and finding patterns, 1 through 100, and finding patterns in them.
And we're trying to see what kind of patterns we found as we were finding those consecutive number sums, right? So, for example, 1 plus 2 makes 3. So 3 can be done because we can add 1 plus 2, right? Were there numbers we could not find?
5.
Unless
you go into a negative.
Yeah.
5 was just 2 plus 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was 6. 6.
With or without going to the negative.
Okay, so one thing we found out is that if we used negative numbers included in that, it worked for any number because all we had to do was all the negative numbers before it, before that number. Like, say, if it was 24, for example, we could go negative 23, negative 22, negative 21, right? All the way up to positive 23, and they all cancel each other out. And then we just had that 24 left over, right? But there were some numbers we found out that even without using those negative numbers, we could not find sums. Anybody remember what they are?
Some even numbers.
There were some even numbers. 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. Powers of 2. I think Lewis and Tigran figured that one out. So powers of 2, without going into negatives, we couldn't do, right? What other patterns did you find?
We found that, like, a number and then, like, the number before it was something
like 18.
Can you give an example?
18 divided by 3 equals 6. So then you could do 5 plus 6 plus 7. And then that would equal 18, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we found that pattern. And actually that worked for multiples, right? Multiples of 3, we could do 3 numbers and just take that number, divide it by 3. So they kind of learned a little bit about averaging and other cool things too. Yeah. We found some other patterns that I don't remember right off the top of my head, but lots of good things. All right, Interland.
Yay!
Interland is like that teaches kids how to be safe online by playing games.
Well, like Interland is a game for internet safety where like you can, like, there's, like, many different lands that you can play.
Like, being kind and the wisdom one, and those are the only two I remember.
Tower of, and there also are Tower of Secrets and Reality River.
Keep your secrets safe.
Yes. So what is one thing that you've learned about internet safety through playing some of those games?
Like, I only played one or two of them, but, like, you can be safe and, like, your passwords shouldn't be that easy, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, it should be something, like, with symbols and, like, 8 digits long. Or, like,
don't share something random.
Which randomness runs in the classroom family, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And also, don't trust scams to, like, make you, like, buy something or
give out information that you shouldn't or something, right? We also started a new book our new read aloud called Holes. And I know some people had already read it, but we're reading again for all the wonderful people who have not read it yet. Tell us a little bit about what we've read so far in Holes.
In Holes, there's Camp Green Camp Green Lake, which and Camp Green Lake does not have a lake, and it's no green lake either. It's just a wasteland desert with so many holes dug by people.
And there's a person named Stanley, and he had to go there because of a crime that someone said because he stole a pair of shoes.
Not the brand Stanley.
So, like, at Camp Green Lake, they send bad boys to dig holes on the lake.
To do your stuff.
And, like, they send the kids to dig holes. They have to be, like, 5 feet wide and, like, 5 feet deep, which is a shovel. But it's really hot, and there's, like, no drinks except these, like, people call, like, Mr. Sir or whatever.
Mr. Sir and Mr. Pendansky, yeah. He's not the drink, but he brings the drinks. Yeah. Yeah. We just started it, so we haven't gotten super far into it yet. Kind of built a lot of the background of Stanley's great-great-grandfather?
Yeah.
Great-great-grandfather. His name is Stanley Yelnak or whatever, because that's Stanley spelled backwards.
Yeah.
That's what he's
called. No good, dirty, rotten, pig-stealing great-great-grandfather. That's what it is. All right. In social studies, we started looking at the ArtSmart website and some of the activities and lessons and things there. Tell us a little bit about ArtSmart.
ArtSmart is about art in Indiana and people who create art, artists that came to Indiana and made a bunch of wonderful pieces of Indiana.
And through that artwork, we can learn a lot about Indiana history and culture and geography and all the things, right? Okay, student council. This isn't a classroom thing exactly, although we get classroom representatives. Tell us a little bit about student council. What do they do here at our school? And who are our student council representatives?
Our student council representatives are Teddy and Audrey. For student council, we do fundraisers and...
Sorry, we're distracted because all of the girls are putting their shoes in the air and like a big shoe high five, and I don't know why. Okay, back to student council.
Where they do fundraisers and food drives and lots of things that the school does for fun and fundraising and some other fun things.
Yeah, absolutely. And?
They also help our classrooms and schools.
Yep, Teddy and Audrey are the big winners.
Well, it was automatic because we only had 2 people in the class that wanted to do it.
I swear when I asked, there were like 5 hands that shot up that said they would be interested, but I think it just didn't work with that being on Wednesdays for some people's schedule. Yeah. But we're excited anyway because they're going to be fantastic representatives. And our podcast this week is done by not our communication committee, but our star of the week, which is Carolyn. So we want to talk a little bit about what that means. What is the star of the week?
They enjoy being appreciated for a week and they share information about themselves.
And I get to be on the couch for the week, and like each day they celebrate. Like Monday's Meet Me Monday, Tuesday's Tune Tuesday, Wednesday's What I Like Wednesday, and Thursday is Three Things Thursday, and Friday today is Feel the Love Friday.
Nice. So we do different things to celebrate you. Plus you get the couch all week. Plus you get to help with podcasts with some friends, right? It's the best.
My name is Carolyn. My favorite color is silver. My favorite animal is a bunny. My favorite sport is dance. And I am a star because I am kind, smart, and awesome.
You're 9 years old.
I am 9 years old.
and I am in fourth grade. My favorite thing in school?
I remember that one.
Making projects.
Making projects. And my favorite thing to do at home is chill on the couch and sleep. And I can speak two languages.
Nice.
And I am cool.
I love reading.
Oh, and I love reading and writing. And I ride the bus to school.
That's pretty awesome. We have really enjoyed getting to know Carolyn, and this, our Tune Tuesday, we got to sing one of the songs from K-pop Demon Hunters, Golden. And I have a fantastic video of you all singing.
The high parts are going to be like,
it was lovely. So, grown-ups at home, my class grown-ups, you have access to the folder that has all the photos and videos, and you might want to check that out because it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
How did you meet Carolyn?
In first grade, she invited me to play. No, I think that was Ella.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah. And then we played on the red truck thing in first grade.
We completely got wet.
It was really wet, red thing.
Yeah, and we are actually all friends from first grade. And we met when we were like 6/7 years old.
Mm-hmm. You met yourself when you were 0.
Oh, yeah, I met myself when I was 0.
I actually forgot when I met Carolyn.
Excuse me! You met me in first grade.
You all met each other in first grade. That's so fun.
Wait, how about Ella? Did she tell?
I met Carolyn even be.
No, like, you did.
I was in kindergarten.
Ellie, you were in my
class. This is Mrs. Fernandez and
Ella,
Vivia,
Carolyn,
Michelle,
saying,
we are builders.
Mamas are delicious.
Oh. That's what I told them last week. Somebody last year, when I said that, was saying, and they said, llamas are delicious. And I was like, okay, there you go. You heard it here first, folks.
Oh, and just saying that Carolyn is the absolute best.
So says Carolyn. All right, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.